Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Mama went down the story station. Mama said, I want to go to the bathroom. It's time to go masturbation. Then learns the law. It was against the law. Mama went down, got my report card, had a big bowl of big fat ice cream. Mama said, I'm going to go out, so you stay here with your brother Matthew. I'm feeling really good, but I'm not gay. I'm feeling happy, not sad. I'm on my way, yeah. I'm having some fun now. Sent me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Charlie.
Who's Julio?
You don't know any
me
of the
words. Me and Julio.
You don't know any of the words.
You got all of them.
No, but I love the song. I know the melody.
Sure.
Me and...
Oh, he's whistling now.
I can't whistle. Oh, I can't whistle. God damn it.
Make a... Hey.
I can't whistle. God damn it, Rob.
Make a whistling noise.
What?
Make a whistling noise.
Put your lips together and blow.
Put your... you just put your lips together and blow. My name's Charlie. La, 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 la. All right. Happy Friday, everybody. Yeah. Woo! Whoa, mama. Went down, had a big pencil and eraser. Was so long.
What?
Oh, the nipple's really big, and I really want to touch him, and I really want to have a good time now.
Oh, no, Charlie, I don't think that's right.
Yeah, why so sexual, Charlie?
Because I'm a sexual being, Oscar. You're
talking about your mom.
I am a sexual being.
Really? Even at your advanced age?
Yeah, even at 70.
I know, I'm 71. On
71.
On December 13th.
Coming up, yeah.
Safe home, Muammar Gaddafi.
Hey, you
wow,
see,
what a way to go. Yeah.
See him being dragged around on the street?
Man, pretty nasty stuff. Yeah. Gnarly. That's what I said to Matthew. Yeah. No, I didn't. I said that to Matthew's grave.
Right.
Matthew's dead.
That's time. Right, your brother. Yeah.
Matthew's no longer with us.
Top of the stairs.
Oh, here's the weird noise that you like, Charlie.
I like Paul Simon. An obvious Jew.
You like his haircut, don't you?
He's a little man.
Yes, he is.
Always thought like, you preferred Art Garfunkel.
No. I don't like that guy. I don't like that hair. He looks like Larry Fine.
He does.
Speaking of the Stooges.
Yes.
And we were.
I don't know. You love no idea. Got no real clue.
You love the Stooges and Paul Simon.
Really have no idea. How about you, Buzz?
How about you, Charlie?
How about you, Charlie?
Weed.
Weed. No, weed. Just weed.
Weed. Medical marijuana.
That's right.
Hey, you know, we missed you.
Oh, did you?
On the trip to Iowa.
How come I didn't drive?
You could have come along.
You should
How
have.
Come you let the Puerto Rican guy drive?
You don't like him, do
Where
you?
Where is he?
What is your hold it?
Is he not going to be here again today?
He's not here today, Charlie.
He's at his last day of his real job.
Oh, that's sad.
Yes. Yeah.
I would have fired him.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Darling.
Darling.
Surprise.
Surprise.
Love me.
Love you. Let's turn in.
Darling!
It's been a long day. I'm sure you're very tired. I'll just pay the driver. Darling!
What?
Love me?
Well,
let's turn in.
Darling!
Yes?
Say nothing. Act casual.
I'd like you to meet my assistants, Inga and Igor.
How do you do?
This is my financier, Elizabeth.
Oh, I'm so happy to meet you at last.
Financier.
Excuse me, darling. What is it exactly that you... do?
Well, I assist Dr. Frankenstein in the laboratory. We have intellectual discussions, aren't we? As a matter of fact, we were just having fun as you were driving.
But I...
What?
Igor, would you give me a hand with the bags?
Certainly. You take the blonde and I'll take the one in the tavern.
Stop that. I'm talking about the luggage.
Yes, master. It's going to be a long night. If you need any help with the girls, please don't hesitate.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Bob.
Oh, really?
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Fiverr Studios. Yay. This is MikeOmeraShow.com. It is Friday,
yay,
October 21st, 2011, and we're over 9.5 million downloads and still growing. Thought I'd hit that tonight. Yeah.
When you woke up today, Mike.
Some days you're on your game.
When you woke up, you said, I'm not going to hear the Human League today.
No, I like the Human League, though.
Yeah.
I do.
You know, this song doesn't sound like it's from any particular decade. Certainly not the 80s.
I'm filled with euphoria today for a variety of reasons.
Why?
It's Friday, but also for 2 days I don't have to see you guys.
Finally,
you know what? I bet you think we're disappointed about that.
It's a little bit too much togetherness.
12 consecutive days,
and then we have the roast next Tuesday, it's holiday time.
Yeah, no calls.
Then it's
no
party
letters.
Time. We'll be doing a lot of stuff. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But it's really going to be holiday time,
in
and I'm looking forward to it.
Small bite-sized pieces.
I'm really after that roast is over. I'm going to come in Wednesday doing cartwheels, unless I have a bad hangover.
Yeah, that's right.
Let me see. Our show today is brought to you by...
What is it?
I thought I'd just do a preemptive strike.
Throw it to you.
Our show today is brought to you by...
Encore!
Insurance Services, LLC. Brilliant. Even if you already have life insurance, you might be paying too much.
Encore!
Might be able to help. For a free quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com.
Encore!
Insurance Services, official sponsor of the TMOS Iowa Road Trip.
Right.
And boy, do we thank them for
Encore.
That.
Sure do.
We have a letter of the week. Buzz wants me to get this right out of the way.
I thought you fellas would like this.
And then it's onward and upward. I'll tell you what's on the show
today.
He
said it's fun.
All right, this is great.
Yeah.
This comes from Barbie Herbst.
Barbie.
Herbst.
Barbie.
Dear Mike, Buzz, Rob, Oscar, RJ, Mark, Simon, Garfunkel, everybody else, just a quick note to tell you how wonderful you are.
Aww.
Isn't that nice?
What a nice letter.
That's how you get letter.
Anyway,
that's how you get letter of the week.
What does she want?
If you press any further.
She wants us, Oscar.
She does not want us.
Your humor kept me laughing during a very difficult year of relocating to NZ. What would
New
NZ
Zealand?
Be? New Zealand.
Very good.
Uh-huh.
And
I didn't know that.
That's technically down under.
Would you have
right?
known that if you saw it just without doing all the preparation?
I come across it occasionally. A lot of the websites I go to are .nz.
Amidst anxiety finding new friends and job searching, I could count on at least one solid hour of comedy entertainment.
Uh-huh.
That means more to us
sweet.
Than
love
anything,
it.
Really.
Love it.
Which is
going.
Really hard to find, she says. Mm-hmm. I talk about you so much to my boyfriend that the other night he exclaimed, why don't you just go to Virginia, hump all of them, and get it out of your system?
Oh, wow.
Buzz might be right.
Told you you'd like it.
I love that after 11 years, you six managed to make him jealous. Don't know why she includes RJ and Mark in that.
Hey.
Anyway, keep up the great work, and thanks so much for keeping me sane.
I do.
S.A.D. from Barbie. Isn't
hey,
that Bart. Nice?
Barbie.
Very
that is
thank
very
you so
sweet.
Much.
We
very
appreciate
nice.
That. On the program today, a lot to cover, a lot of covered ground.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start out with something very special that
really?
I discovered, and it concerns our boy Rob Spiewak.
Really?
Being a dictator is a tough job. We'll
tell
talk
about me
about
that.
It. My pie bet with Jimmy Cerrito didn't talk about that a lot, but it's Friday.
You gotta pay up.
Don't got a lot of weekend plans.
Mm-hmm.
Might be popping out to Jimmy's. And
I thought the kids were coming.
This weekend. No, the kids are not coming. As of yesterday, they have weekend plans.
Wow.
I'll talk about that as well because
yeah.
I'm beginning to think they don't like coming over here.
Oh, no.
Did you take them on a road trip?
I can't take him on a road trip because she's working at the paintball store.
Did you take him on a road trip?
I did not have a chance to take him on a road trip because she's working at the paintball store.
The second consecutive opportunity for visit that has been sidetracked.
Yeah, you've gotten
right?
the Heisman twice.
No, because they were with me the weekend before we went to Iowa.
Okay.
Yeah,
but what about the weekend
where... But
that's
when they blew off the road trip.
You were supposed to go somewhere special.
They blew off the road trip because... Well, I found out that
they don't like Atlantic
City. Catherine didn't want to take the time off. We were going to go to Gettysburg, Mr. Man.
That's right.
Okay.
History.
We were going to go
Wax
to Gettysburg.
Museum.
But
sure.
The fact is that she had to work. And I said, well, it's good that she's dedicated to work. Well, you know what I find out.
What did you find out?
The boyfriend works there, too.
Ah.
Ha-ha!
Well, what you need to do is get her a boyfriend in Gettysburg.
That's true. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate the support. Anyway.
Perhaps a reenactor.
We'll get to this. My computer sounds like a moped. Gentlemen, I'm pulling the trigger. I'm done with that computer.
Yeah.
That's going to happen this weekend.
Good idea.
Friends on Facebook. I love I love making people happy.
And you do.
All I know is that when I left the living room yesterday, you were friending people.
Yes.
And when I came back in this morning, you were in the same place, different T-shirt.
Right.
But other than that, everything was the same. Yeah, he was still accepting. Friending. And his complaint was, will they tell me when I've done enough?
You know what? The thing is, though, they haven't told me that yet. Mm-hmm. So I think maybe I'm 10 or 15 short of the 5,000.
Go
but
to
I'd
your
like
home
to say,
and they'll tell you.
Meeting new friends every day. Uh-huh. And I'd like to say hi to Stormy Lee.
Hi, Stormy.
Stormy Lee from Black Cherry Burlesque down in Tucson, Arizona. My newest friend. Uh-huh. And hey, baby.
You
look great in that strippergram.
Not her real name,
you
by
know
the
you're
way.
A what? Married man.
Yeah, I know I'm a married man. It's interesting you bring that up.
Mike, it's not her real name.
I'm a fan of your wife.
Thank you.
Her real name is Stormy Leibowitz.
Let's talk roast. Okay. Rob, you've written your first draft.
I have. It runs a trifle long, so I'm going to have to
trim.
Really?
Trim. Yeah, because it's supposed to be 5 minutes.
You got a bigger star up on that stage. You got a TV weatherman and a TV reporter. Well, I'm going to put you as a bigger star than Lowell Melzer.
No. I'm a smaller
Mark,
star.
Do you think it's fair to put him as a bigger star than Lowell Melzer?
No, absolutely not.
Thank you very much. Okay, so you're less of a star.
The word you're looking for, though, is funnier.
Funnier.
Yeah,
funnier
there
star.
There you go.
Did I tell you, what did I say the order was going to be as far as the roasters?
I think you wanted to be Tony Lowell than me.
You wanted him to close.
Yep, Rob's going to wrap it up.
That's why.
Are you getting tense about this?
I've been tense since the beginning of
really?
It.
Really?
I'm already done, though. I've written my stuff.
Good.
And you've twice tried to get out of it.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to
do it. What?
The reason I'm tense
you
and the reason I am going into a room of Washington, D.C. radio people that are
Mike,
employed
the
in the
elite.
Radio business.
Big
I am
deal.
Not, although I've been employed in the, I am not. And for that reason and that reason alone, I know I've been on the radio here. I know I've got a name in the market. Mm-hmm. I know blah, 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 blah. But if the fact
heritage
is, wait,
name.
No, because I have not, because I'm not currently employed. Mm-hmm. And when I was hired to do this, when they tapped me on the shoulder and said, would you do this roast?
You had a gig.
I had a gig. Mm-hmm. I don't have a gig. Yeah. And it's awkward.
I don't know, well, Mike. John Lennon's not currently
fair.
Employed, but he's still very well regarded.
Go see Joe Theismann when he talks.
I know. Yeah, but it's different.
You're on the lecture circuit now.
It's different.
Motivational speaker.
But that's not what I want to talk about out of the show.
No,
today.
Okay.
What's going
although
on?
If people want tickets to the roast, they can go to our webpage.
Yep,
right?
Just click on Mike's roast.
Click on roast. Let me do this.
Uh-huh.
Just click the thing.
Mike's
okay,
on roast.
Hold on
gotta
just
do.
A second.
Yeah. There's a few tickets left.
All right.
I like mine
Act
with horseradish.
Fast.
We have a little story. Can I have some...
what kind of music?
Some family music, some sweet family music.
Yeah, I think
music
so.
That would fit a family,
pleasant family music,
like the family,
something from family
like almost
guy.
Like it could be the Waltons. It could be the
Brady
Waltons
Bunch.
Would be perfect.
Something wholesome.
Do you have
Rob.
The Waltons?
I do.
Family Matters.
The Waltons would be perfect.
Hogan's Heroes.
Anything wholesome would be good.
This concerns
Full House.
Facebook again because you know what?
What?
The fact that I've gotten back into paying more attention to. Friending people and paying attention to what they have to say. You know, Oscar, I got to give Oscar one because
skeptic.
Yesterday I get a text. Maybe I can read it. Before we move on,
a text hold,
the
from Walton, Oscar?
Hold the Waltons music. Yes. No, Oscar
I'll take
will
a
love
TV
this.
TV theme, hold the Waltons.
Because I had an Oscar moment. And when I say an Oscar moment, I mean a moment like where I'm
like,
technologically
any other?
An idiot.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
All right.
Oh, no.
So I
what
get
happened?
This. I get this. This text from someone and says, it's a shame for whatever reason being sisters was so hard for us. I do love you, the kids, and blank too. I won't mention the name.
Mm-hmm.
Always have. So I said, Carla, what the F is this? This is this ain't to me.
No.
It's for a woman, first of all, and it's a total story. So I just write back, sorry, this is the wrong number. So you're going to love this. That's what I wrote her back.
Right.
All right? So I write her back that, and then she writes back. Now, don't say anything, okay? Mm-hmm. Let me just finish this.
Okay.
She writes back, T-Y, capital T-Y.
Oh.
And I went, you know, hey, Carla, she's not getting it.
Yes.
She's writing me back, Ty.
Yeah.
Ty.
And I'm not Ty. And Carla
New
looks
Zealand.
At me and says, it's thank you, you
yeah.
dumbass.
Yeah.
I didn't know that Ty.
Yeah.
I thought it was Ty because it was written
well,
like
that's
Ty.
Well, that's actually, I think you almost get a pass for that.
Oh, good. I'm glad to
really?
Hear that.
You don't
I
get
thought
a,
you'd be like doubled
no,
over.
No, you don't get a pass for your Facebook shortcomings.
Okay.
But you get a pass for that because that type of language... Uh-huh. It's still fairly new.
It is.
Well, I'm glad you're not giving me a pass for Facebook because I'm not going to give the Spiewax a pass for Facebook.
Really? Why?
Ladies and gentlemen, hit the music. You know, I think fathers and sons are special.
Yeah.
And it's great when fathers and sons can
oh,
share
things.
Oh, I know
things. What you're going to talk about.
You,
you do.
Do. It's not going to be difficult. We have a friendship with a former Buzz Babe, Buzz Babe Lynn.
Yes.
Now, Buzz Babe Lynn has a Facebook page that is probably one of the more...
It's delightful.
Risque, provocative, saucy. And yesterday, as I went to my what is it called? My news feed.
Yes. Right. Computer?
My news feed. Hey, you know, you want to back off here. I could go many different ways on this.
I know you could. You know?
The fact is... Buzz Babe Lynn, yes, on my newsfeed has a very provocative nude, mm-hmm, where she's kind of got her, she's sideways to the camera.
Tasteful,
and you can see,
yes,
her butt, yes, and you can see her body.
Can I see her?
And yeah, take a look.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
There, artistic.
And she's
something
very,
you would see in Playboy.
I do, yeah, believe the word you're looking for is artistic.
She's, whatever, got a rocking body.
Yes,
autistic would
and
be different.
Autistic.
And she's friends with everybody on the show.
Oh, yes.
And is she friends with you?
No.
Okay, you got a friend or you get all these,
yeah,
pictures.
Nah. You should.
And,
no, that's, nah, a good, that's a good collection.
I think we might, funny, be friends.
He doesn't like autistic women.
And everybody likes these photos, uh-huh, but the Spiewaks, Pa and Son.
Father and Son.
Like this. And I'm not even throwing Rob under the bus here. Mm-hmm. Bob Sr.
Well, you know what
it is. The patriarch of the family, yes, is the horn doggy of horn doggy.
Is he grasping?
Oh, no.
Let me tell you, on this, okay, first of all,
it's becoming
when I
game
see a
with
nude,
us.
When I see a nude photo,
you
on
share
Facebook,
your women?
When I see a nude photo, I'm not going anywhere near it.
No.
Because,
no,
I'm not going to comment on it because I think my wife is going to see me comment.
Yeah, and then she'd yell at you.
That's just going to be crap. You don't want that.
I've downloaded them all.
If she commented on a guy's torso as a Facebook profile pic,
you commented on them all.
No, I've downloaded them.
Oh, you've downloaded them.
I've collected
them
all. Sure. I trade them with my friends.
Well, you know, really, I just
cards,
think,
they came,
look,
with gum.
I think you get that. You take a look at it. You, right, appreciate it. You do that. So she puts this out, and she gets about 14 comments.
Sure. Yeah.
Maybe 9 comments.
Got a fan club. She
of
does.
The 9 comments, the second comment out there is from Bob Spiewak.
Yes.
My dad.
Rob's dad.
What does he write
who
this
writes,
time?
I like tan lines. And he's a nerd about it, too. Uh-huh. And the gluteus maximus. Great pose, Lynn.
Say what you
number
will.
Number one fan.
Always.
Say what you will about my father.
What time was that posted at? Did it say?
16 hours ago.
Okay.
Not a nerd. My dad, not a nerd.
When was the post put up? 16 hours ago.
At work.
All right. Then now, Rob, in fairness to Rob.
They're both there.
Rob is on it.
Of, yeah,
Rob is right there. And Rob. Well, Rob writes, relax.
My dad and
which
I have sort of a thing. We sort of have a thing because when she puts up a photo, we kind,
Rob,
of race with our hands
if
over
you
our
left,
head running.
If you left it at relax, you would, you couldn't.
You couldn't, right, leave it alone?
You're such a horn doggy, you couldn't do it. Because right after Rob writes, relax,
yes,
he writes underneath that, but agreed.
exactly. Okay.
So now you've got the father and the son. Gross out times 50.
Yeah.
Make me seriously throw up sound. Here we go. That is so disgusting.
They're going to be filming Taboo 6 in about,
yes,
a week.
Little, exactly, little bit of history here. Back, mm-hmm, when we were at CBS,
yes,
certain Buzz Babes would hang around me and certain would hang around other people. And Lynn would always stand at the end of the room where Rob was.
I only had one, Mike.
Yeah.
Yes,
so
I know.
Rob was running the board, and she would go down there and stand next to him
thank
while
you,
he was
Lynn,
doing that.
Thank you.
And every time.
Is he trying to help you right
I
now?
Don't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
What's going on here, Burbank?
I'm explaining, yeah, the two sides of the,
well,
relationship.
Well, you're throwing
here
your friends under the bus.
If you're about to say something about me being able to run board with one hand.
Yeah. No, I was about to go to your dad, who every time Lynn posts a picture, always writes, number one fan. Every single time.
But so that helps
also,
about how.
That had nothing
you know, it's
to do
funny
with
because,
this.
Buzz, whack, when you're doing man, that, it sounds like you're trying to, in some way,
no,
explain it.
All
and
I'm
you're
saying,
not doing anything.
Not at all.
But I also said that Rob was fingering her while
no,
he was
no,
running
no,
the
no,
ball.
Rob was doing his job.
I then, accused you know, her of nothing.
And then Cherokee, who is Rick West, and
yes,
Cherokee,
oh, yes,
who's on there, our old radio friend Cherokee, uh-huh, writes, beautiful, honey.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
God.
She has a lot of fans.
Guys, put in your pants. It's so gross when you do this.
What'd you write?
And then
lovely.
But also know this. It's kind of a game between me and my dad.
Right. It's a contest.
To kind of call each other on it.
That's the point.
And then some guy named Scott writes, Spiewax, she's mine. No, she's not. So I look at this, and you know, I'm looking at this, and I'm like, okay, that's fine. And then I just said, well, let me get a little deeper and see if this game
sure
is continuing.
Let me see if there's more pictures of Lynn.
And so for example, there's another one where there's ooh, this amazingly erotic photo of her and her butt and honey and all Elvis.
That's your two worlds colliding.
Like an album cover.
And then she writes under the, because she's just being a little tease, Dita Von Tease. She's writing, it's not easy being Facebook friendly.
Right. She's keeping the pictures clean enough for Facebook, but.
I don't need it explained. Okay. I know what she's doing.
What are you defending her?
No, I'm just. No, but it's, he gets this twitchy, weird way about his Buzz Babe.
What you mean?
He's protective of
him. I thought it was just participating in the conversation.
Three years
ago. No, you defend them like they're your own.
Well, I'm very fond of Lynn as well.
Well, I.
Lynn is. All we said, Lynn is gorgeous.
Right.
And she's acting grown men, making grown men act like fools.
You're right.
I know you like participating in this conversation, but just don't get so defensive.
I'll be over here.
For some reason, you're defensive about it.
I didn't. Okay.
Jason Veazey, our good friend Jason Veazey.
With the butt picture. Number one.
With the butt picture. With the horny, he writes, but he's right straight ahead. And I'll take VZs because he goes, whole lot of sticky booty, ain't it?
You know, when I was in Arizona, I saw VZ.
VZ's a great guy. I love Jason. Jason,
Jason was in Texas at the time.
Jason is a horn doggy, and he's the first one out of the. And I'm like, okay. I said, no speewack. We have Phil from Shift Point.
Of course.
Our friend Phil from Shift Point. A lot of our regular. And then BS Lynn writes, thanks, guys. I never realized how many people like honey.
Wow, she sounds just like Marlon Brando.
Really awkward.
So there's the first Spiewak, and it's not Rob Sr. Mr. Bobo, Rob A. decides to write in.
Right. Why not?
And he writes, and honey, I miss you.
See, that's funny, right?
There you go. And you would think, okay, maybe he's the only Spiewak. No, because Bob's not far behind.
Of course not.
And he writes, what honey? Always gorgeous, Lynn. Relax, Rob.
So you guys have a bit.
Yeah, we do have a bit.
Yes.
And then they
Bob
go back and
would
forth.
Bang her.
And then Rob
He's
writes,
single, right? And so would son. No, my father is married.
And he missed.
But in a perfect world,
well, you are
single.
Too. And then he says, and then you write back to your dad because he misspelled gorgeous. You write, nice spelling. And then Robert Spiewak writes, 2GS equals X. Oh, 2 G's. I'm sorry, because he put 2 G's in gorgeous.
Yeah.
And Rob Sr. writes, 2 G's equals extra gorgeous.
No. Oh,
but the greatest thing is like.
It's so gross.
40 seconds after he wrote that, he called me on the phone. He says, I can't believe I misspelled gorgeous. S.
So there it is. I'm going through here. And, outside. Oh, a little siren.
Yeah.
That's the law.
My apologies. Because those photos are criminally hot.
You guys couldn't hear that on the show, but there are sirens in the background here that we got easily distracted by. Now I go through, and on Lynn's page, on her page, on the wall, Robert Spiewak Sr. is writing, hi, Lynn, almost the weekend.
Okay.
Now that's a
little. He's trying to make a date.
Will you post under that, relax, Bob?
Okay, let me do that right now.
Because that is way over the top.
All right, let me see.
So far, all I've done is react.
All right, here we go.
But he's pro-acting.
I respect the fact that you guys have this shtick.
Yes, thank you.
But isn't it kind of weird?
No, because when it comes right down to it, I'm a lot closer to her age than he is.
Rob wins.
Rob wins on the other front,
I feel
too.
Awkward with my father because he's got the libido of a 25-year-old.
Does he really?
Yeah, when we go out, he's like, his head is on a swivel.
Sure.
Right. He's like, look. And I'm like, Dad, relax.
And
I feel awkward when we both look at the same girl, alone Facebook post about them.
And there are all these pictures of her, like, undressed.
Right.
You know, their nipples, their breasts, their butt cheeks, their everything on there. She's got these
the heat's
porno books that she sells on there. And
her
it's not porno.
Books.
It's tasteful, like, nudity.
Right.
Okay. But it's still porn to me.
Yeah.
If I see a nipple, it's porn.
Yeah.
So the end, and Rob, like, halfway down the page, I find a Rob comment where Rob goes, oh, gross.
Oh.
Where I see,
lost weight.
Weekend. And I don't know why they're saying telling Lynn it's the weekend, but Rob, it's Friday, so it's time for a weekend comment.
It is.
For her.
Well, why don't you say something?
Why don't we write a group comment from the show?
A group comment from the show. Yeah. Well, I already put Relax, Bob.
Okay.
Oh, good. I'm glad you did that.
But you know what? Lynn is, I know Buzz Babe Lynn. She is could not be a sweeter, sweeter person. And I think she wanted to come on this show.
She's still standing by if you want
to
have her.
We got to book Tanner Cooley and Lynn next
week.
She's
in a book called
All right, let's get them both on the show.
Perfect.
And the book, Mike, is all pictures of women's most intimate of areas. And it's called Snowflakes.
How is Rob going to run the board when she's here?
I know.
I'm just going to have to stand a little further away.
I will have Lynn on the show. I will have Lynn on the show if you will agree to one thing.
What's that?
In advance, and I never do this to you because you know, because you are my main guy here. You know I love you, but you have to agree. Just keep it together.
Okay.
And don't be going ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha the whole time. Can you promise me you won't
who's,
do that?
Who's
I can promise.
If you,
you
were going to rank your fantasies, is it Buzz Babe, Lynn, or Katie Powers?
Well, why can't we have both?
Gun to your head.
That's a good question. That's a good. Hold on just a second. That's a good question. Buzz Babe, and you know Katie listens to every show, I'm pretty sure. She's very, very into this program.
I'm sorry, Katie.
You bastard.
I'm sorry.
What? You insensitive bastard.
But I did want to say one thing as a follow-up.
Oh, my God.
One thing
so
as a follow-up to that. Hey, Lynn, it's almost the weekend.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait to text her boyfriend.
I just want to say
take
hi,
a break. Hi, Katie. Love you. And I love Katie first.
Uh-huh. Good for you, Mike.
There you go.
You mention that to your wife.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Let me qualify that. I don't love any woman except for my wife.
There you go. Nice
Thank
save.
You very much.
Yeah, nice
very
save. Nice.
That's the truth.
I'll take anything I can get.
We'll take a break. We'll come right back.
I laughed at her and she got mad. The first day that she planted it was just a twig.
Hello, everybody. Mike O'Meara here to tell you that we're getting into the holiday season. Halloween just around the corner. Then before you know it, it'll be Thanksgiving and Christmas. And we like to call the end of October right through Christmas time our go-to Amazon time.
Yeah.
And our show is brought to you by our Amazon page. It's not only your Halloween headquarters. It's where you'll find the all-new Kindle Fire. With the ultra-fast web browsing and 18 million movies and TV shows, plus books, magazines, games, and apps, the Kindle Fire is affordable and available through MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it and spread the word. You're saving money and supporting the show when you shop MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon. So we got that out of our system. Rob, that was just too funny. I loved every minute of that. And
nothing will change.
And I'm really, really happy that that I am finally paying attention again and having a great deal of fun going through these old friend requests and finally getting up to I think I'm almost at 5,000.
I think that's great, and I look forward to about 7:10 tonight when my father calls me after hearing the podcast.
Well, because he's going to want to come on and Buzz
That'll
Babe
be
Lynn's
fun.
On.
Yeah, he will want. He'll actually run board that day. Free up my hands.
Now, who will be the contact for Buzz Babe Lynn? Who will be the one that invites her to the show?
I think Rob should call her.
I'll take care of
her. And he should dial with
well,
his
wait,
penis.
Well, wait, you'll have a battle with Buzz Pervbank.
No, I don't
Who?
Care.
Buzz Pervbank.
Oh, you don't care?
Now, the two of them are much closer, so
really?
He should call.
But I thought you've been in contact with her.
I got no dog in this race.
Wow. I'll take care of her.
You will?
Yes.
All right, when do you think she can come by?
You know, the sad thing is I think we might have to have her with the author.
Who the
F- no. Easy.
Who's
Easy?
The author?
No.
So I'll see. It might take some time.
Is the author a special person to her outside of just being the man that takes naked photographs?
I believe
of her?
It is the photographer. I'll finesse
it's not. Her, is it her husband?
It is not her husband.
Is it her boyfriend?
I don't think she has a boyfriend.
Can you?
Why would we need the author?
I don't want the. Have her. She's going to come by
okay,
and promote
the book.
Okay,
she'll do the sell. I'll take
I don't need the photographer to go.
You got it.
Does she really, sell those photographs?
I really wanted the position.
How do you know so much about her?
She's never charged
you
me.
You just creeped me out.
It's all on the Facebook page. That's how Rob and I learned all this stuff.
I disagree. I think there's more to it than that.
Yeah, no one's ever quantified, hey, you're going to have Tanner Cooley on. No, you know what? Tanner's manager's got to come too. Like, who says that?
Mike actually said the producer has to come first and then Tanner.
Yeah, but no.
So oh, yeah. Can we get
similar,
the producer
That's
first?
Fine. We
that's
can work that out.
That's a similar thing.
No,
yeah.
But that's
no,
a producer
not,
of a TV
not a
show.
Thing. It's not similar at all, Buzz. Okay. You know that. Okay. You're lying again. Yeah. It's
As
not.
I always do. I try to do it every day if possible.
I was
why I come here.
Lynn sent me an email saying this is what they were promoting and that the guy was interested in coming on the show.
Well, promoting?
I think Lynn would be a much better promoter to say.
Guaranteed.
If they want to sell copies of the book,
yes.
Better to have Lynn.
Is it a book about Lynn's ass?
She, no.
Now,
no.
The one thing I
were
remember,
you listening? You
no.
weren't listening.
No.
One thing I remember about Lynn, though, she is painfully shy, is she not?
Yes, but we
She's
can,
one of the shyest Buzz Babes.
Mm-hmm. We can bring it
Could
out
you
of her.
Reiterate what the book is?
Yes, it is called Snowflakes. And it's pictures of
I
women's
I thought you were joking.
No, that's no.
Say it again.
Snowflakes. Right.
Oh, I thought somebody was just joking.
No two are alike.
That's right. They're all different.
Okay.
And they're all beautiful.
Yes, they are.
Is but it, very few of them have six
of,
sides.
Is it pictures of vaginas?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, wait a minute. What? It's pictures of vaginas?
Yes.
Well, yes.
See, we both weren't
but
Oh, the author can come in.
Yeah, the author can come in. That makes sense.
The author can come in.
Okay,
that makes sense.
100%. That's a different story.
Tasteful.
I'm not going to let poor Lynn.
Vaginas.
What?
Tasteful pictures of vaginas.
And you know, Mike, it is all about taste.
Wow.
That's
oh
true.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I think a better title would have been Fufuzelas.
It's pictures of vaginas,
yes,
Buzz?
Yeah.
Better
yeah.
title would have
she
been speech therapy.
She explains the book a little on her Facebook page as
Fufuzela?
Well.
Have you had any conversations with her?
I have not. I mean, yeah, a little bit Facebook messages back and forth. Not too many, though. You know.
You have, too.
Hi,
no,
how
you know,
doing?
I never spoke to her on the phone. It's always been via Facebook.
Right, right.
Or
oh, really?
Email, yeah.
I would love to see your messages one day, Speeway.
Who would think that I sit over here, and I like to think of myself as a pretty horny guy.
Yeah. An operator.
I know, I really do. Mm-hmm. I'd like to think of myself as a pretty horny guy, but I've never had any of these little personal messages back and
They're
forth.
They're virtual trysts is what they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
You guys are getting your rocks off doing this.
It ain't bad.
You were talking to a woman about a book about vaginas.
I saw three samples. It looks like a great book.
I felt it should be discussed.
Now, wait a minute. I know that I think I saw this floating around because she's a Facebook friend
and
of mine.
I've asked you about this.
Right?
And
okay,
and
that's
and
how I got it.
And you sort of said, yeah, let's do that somewhere down the road.
I just totally blow it off.
So it's a real book about vaginas.
Yes.
Is that me going,
la, la, la.
Blowing it off?
Snowflakes.
Just
la,
like
la.
Everything?
No, not like
just
everything.
Totally like blowing it off and like walking down the highway.
No, but for the.
Mike doesn't know anything.
No, not that.
What?
What is that I've had this email sitting in my inbox for months.
So is she, obviously.
Speaking of females, I almost forgot.
No, yes.
I walked into CrossFit yesterday,
taste.
And I met a beautiful young lady who I've known in the past in passing that is your number one effing fan.
Mine?
Yes.
Me?
You are. She said, please tell Mike O'Mara he's my hero.
Oh, hello.
See?
And she, I think she may be, if she is, 25, if not 24.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me give you what I got.
I was like, great, now I got to tell Mike this.
Thank you very much.
The mood has changed.
You got a first name for her?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if she said, just ask me a friend to trust me.
Well,
so.
Smart is what I call it.
Yes.
All right, that's good stuff.
That's fantastic.
Carla, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Carla knows
just
me.
A fan.
So she's Carla likes laughing.
You're a public,
at me
you're a public man.
And you know what? If someone doesn't have a hero of any sort, I pity that person.
That's right.
Let this woman have her
I
hero.
Was grasping. Sitting there, and I was like, "Oh, man." She goes, she goes, and before I thought we maybe had hit it off. I was like, "We're both in CrossFit. I'd met her in passing in the past. Like, why not? I'm a single guy. I didn't know if she's a single girl. I don't know." And she said, "Hey, we're probably not going to see each other because we're in two different classes." She says, "Please tell Mike O'Mara he's my hero."
Will you be? Is there a chance that you could date this woman?
No, not because she the final straw was me when she said that you are
all,
a favorite.
Really,
she liked you
the
better.
Other, all the other wives on the show don't like me.
No,
I wouldn't say that.
No, not
Carrie's
true.
Not a fan of mine. Melissa's not a fan of mine. Marsha's not a fan of mine.
You want someone in your corner.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you.
And when you say she's in a
they all socialize together, the three of these guys. They never socialize with me.
That's not true.
And when you say she's in a different class, what is she, lower middle class?
You're such an a-hole. It's called foundations. She's just starting out.
Who's the celebrity she most resembles?
Oh, geez. I would say Jennifer Lopez, like a skinny Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, my
she's
God.
Latin.
Oh.
She's really pretty.
Oh, and Latin.
Yeah.
Latin, eat my wheelhouse.
Ask if she'd like to be in a book.
She works in a law firm in D.C.
Really?
Yes.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Will you give her my very, very best?
Yes.
And if she'd like to come by and see the show one day, we'd be more than happy to have her drop
by. This just
by.
Might not really be awkward.
It might not be.
Why did it just get really awkward?
Because send her an autographed picture.
I know who runs this house, and her name is Carla.
Yeah, you're right.
So I would never do that.
I got all ramped up because of the whole Lynn thing. Right.
Carla is seldom here
when
during
she goes
the
on
show.
Vacation.
That'll be a lot of fun. All right, we have to address some news of the day because we just have to.
Okay.
And you know, I just wanted to say this. I said this to my wife yesterday. I think I said it on the show yesterday. Man, oh man, you know, you might enjoy being a dictator for a while, but it seems to me, especially in recent years,
it's a temporary position.
These guys, it don't end well, do
no.
it?
No.
Oh my God.
It seems like the best possible ending to a dictatorship is suicide.
Yeah.
And that ain't all that great.
Yeah. You know, and that just was so gross.
I would rather off myself than go through what that man went through.
That's amazing how, you know, he, right to the end, I guess the will to survive thinks he can get away with it, but the way they're pulling his body around and twisting his neck around and all that disgusting
it
stuff.
It looked like us walking home in Cleveland.
It's nasty.
What are the ramifications in your eyes?
I think this can only be good for the United States.
True.
We picked the right side. Yeah. We didn't get, you know, for once, we didn't send our troops in there. And I think it resulted, you know, and of course the Obama administration is getting slammed from the Republicans for not participating more.
For getting rid of three terrorists.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Why getting
no.
I know what you're saying. I'm being facetious. Yeah. He's gotten rid of several bad guys. This is actually the third.
Alaki. He's gotten rid of Osama bin Laden.
Right.
He's gotten rid of Muammar Gaddafi.
Right.
Amy Winehouse.
But let's be fair. It's not. While we aided, or NATO aided, and the U.S. actually had a hand clearly in Osama bin Laden, I will say that it's important to be clear that this is the Arab Spring. And when it comes down to Libya, and the way that these people have been empowered by technology and social networking for the most part to really rally and see what else is going on in the world and what they think as citizens of their own country they deserve.
I think Syria is next. I think Iran might be next after that. And somewhere in the mix, I wouldn't be surprised if the same thing happened in North Korea.
But it's still fair that we can benefit from this.
Lower gas prices, finally.
If your neighbor kills all the dandelions in his yard,
right,
you still benefit.
Yes.
Right.
This is stuff that's happening not necessarily on our property, but it looks great.
I don't remember which American lawmaker or official said this, but there's some thought now that one of the things that they have to do in Libya is rebuild their oil industry. And American official said, we could help with that.
Yeah. Now is the time to help.
Let's get on it.
You know, I don't like to see, to be honest with you, as much as I like my blood and guts movies, I really get kind of queasy, and it just makes me feel creepy when you see human beings treating another human being.
Well, any human
being. You know what it is?
When you figure the rage and the anger and what this guy was responsible for.
The thousands he killed and all the millions that he oppressed, or at least hundreds of thousands of people that he oppressed.
Right.
But still, it's being investigated as a crime, and they're saying now that he can't be buried until it's been investigated.
Lord of the Flies.
Yeah, very scary.
That's what it was.
What were you going to say, Rob?
Nothing.
Okay.
Good. And I say good for you.
Hey, if you guys find my wallet. Could you tell me, please?
When did you lose your wallet?
2 days ago.
Like that coincided with you not showing up for the show.
It also coincided with me smoking weed for 5 days straight.
See? What have I been saying?
I didn't know you smoked weed
for five days. I had three caramels.
His caramels?
Somebody's caramels.
Okay, somebody's caramels.
Yeah. I loved every minute of it.
So were you doing that every day on the road trip?
No, at night.
At night.
Just
but
every
that's
night.
Every day.
Hold on. Did we have weed caramels on the RV?
We could have.
You bastards.
Why?
What if the police, the popo,
they look
had stopped
like
us?
Laffy Taffy when he showed them to
very
me.
Very scary. I don't want next road trip no weed. In any form. Oh, I'm sorry.
Damn it.
Did you eat any of the caramels?
No, I don't do that.
Why do
you
want
to get arrested and go to jail?
Like the new kid on the block that just ruined it for everybody.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't want that happening. It scares me.
You know what? I agree with
you,
Mike.
Keep it in your own personal suitcase.
Let's FedEx them.
Yeah,
FedEx them to wherever we're going.
There you go.
Yeah, very, very scary.
I do have one thing to ask you.
What are you, a square?
I'm a square, man. No, square.
I do have one thing to ask you. What of your fireplace?
The fireplace.
I do want to hear about that.
We have
weed s'mores.
Outside of the American studio. Here we have a little, you're playing like the competitor for the guys that I got. I got Sir Speedy.
Who?
Oh yeah,
Sir Speedy.
I didn't know
he's
royalty.
Very fast,
and they're terrific, and they're coming out, and they're going to be here all day tomorrow, then I have to wait 24 hours, and then I think when you guys come in here on Monday, I'll have a roaring fire.
Why do you have to wait 24 hours?
Is it gas or wood?
Because they seal it with stuff.
Oh, okay.
They coat it with stuff after they put the liner in it, and then it does fine after that.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is that the most ideal place to have a fireplace?
No.
Okay. No, but you know what? It was
like I couldn't see you with a book sitting next to
it. No, I think in the original design of the house, it was.
In the original design of the house, that was the living room.
Because remember, Oscar, there was no kitchen.
I was trying to figure out what was going on.
It used to stop before the kitchen, right?
It had to be the center of the house.
But it's going to be, I think, for like people coming in.
Yeah, but it's at a gas fireplace or a real fireplace?
It's going to be real.
Real.
Nice.
It's going to be real.
Can't wait to get that wood.
I think it's going to be, what does that mean? What? What do you mean, can't wait to get that wood? What?
What sucks about a real, and I have a real fireplace in my parents' home.
Right, right.
I just remember. Thank you. I just remember.
They cook on it.
I thought he was applauding wood.
We've got a cauldron. We have a cauldron.
Wow. Right, of course, that's how you make the panettone.
A cauldron.
A cauldron.
Yeah,
a cauldron.
Yes.
A wizard.
What's tough about the wood is that if you don't keep the wood dry,
just dry,
the wood goes away. Like, you, it's horrible. Like, it's pointless.
It has to be kept dry, and it cannot be stacked by your house.
Because then you'll get termites.
Hold on. I have an outside fireplace, so I've been doing it. I've been having the fires outside. I got a big pile, as you guys might know, if you've looked in the garage.
Yes.
I got a big pile of wood in the garage.
I totally forgot.
Oh. I got that.
I remember one time I was blacked out here while we were still on JFK.
Yes.
And I drove to the 7-Eleven on the corner. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't drive. Schmosker Fantana drove.
Right.
And bought the logs of wood. Yeah, for $1.99
in the plastic,
yes,
with the handle on.
That is the biggest hustle in the world.
Oh, and it's the it's like wood that's soaked in water.
Yeah, it's like pine.
It's like wood they pine wood they get from the bottom of a pool.
You know what you need to get, Mike, is a case of Duraflame logs.
Ooh. Yeah, I want to get those too. I'm very excited.
But let me say, as far as aesthetics and the holiday feel, you're one step closer.
Yeah, and if I have to, unfortunately, in my current financial situation, unload the house, it's going to make the property value.
You could burn furniture.
Christmas tree going to go, I hope, where the drums were this year.
Christmas tree purchased yesterday.
Really? Ooh. Did you go to Costco?
Got the Rob.
7.5
Let me tell you about Mr. Rob Spiewak, okay? Rob Spiewak might be a horn doggy with his father on Facebook.
Right. Listen to this, Lynn.
But Rob Spiewak, when it comes to the world's words of retail, when he gives me advice about retail, I take his advice more often than not, and I'll tell you why. Right. Rob, you don't even know this. You told me to go to Costco because you get the best value on a Christmas tree. Got a 7.5-footer.
It's so funny. I'm going there tomorrow to buy the same tree with my mother.
Real or fake?
It's fake.
Oh, how much?
It was $249.
Oh, and it's got, and here's the deal. Here's
what happened to your old tree?
It busted.
Here's
what
makes
none of the lights work on.
This is why this is such a great
tree.
Sure,
we can fix it, Mark.
It is. Mark's going to sell it for another holiday.
I'll buy $50 right now.
Do you want it?
Yes.
Go up. If you go upstairs and get it right now,
yes.
You do not have to buy it. I will give it to you.
Woo!
Wow.
Done deal.
No,
right now.
You've got.
Where is it? Attic.
But you can bring, and it comes. Yes, it's in the attic. It's in the attic. You're in the most physical condition of anybody. Oh, wait, don't break the glass. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
Did you see it bend?
Oh, my God. That almost broke.
He stepped on the glass tabletop. Right,
Mark, can you open up the can you open this up?
Yeah,
the,
sure.
The
sure.
curtains here. This is a great way to get rid of it.
Yes.
All right.
By the way,
it's all the way up in the attic.
When you start the fireplace, don't forget to open the flue.
Be careful. He's being very manic. This is good. So, Rob, what you said, went online, went to it, and I said, I like it, but it was displayed in a weird way, and there was a 9-footer that we didn't want to get. That was too big. Got the 7.5-footer, went online that night and did some research on it. Rob's tree, number 3 rated, number 1 for value.
Yeah, and here's one why that was it's at so Costco. Great. The outer branches look so real, you cannot tell. Now, the inner stuff is filler.
Pre-lighted?
It's pre-lit, and the lights, Mike, are General Electric.
And
the tree
means
very
means
little.
A fire for
Rob,
sure.
You know how many lights are on this tree?
I'm trying to remember. It's like 1,000.
Bingo.
Wow.
And how many artificial Christmas trees have?
None.
No.
None of them have that many lights on.
Mine don't
I have
any.
Mine is a 9-foot artificial tree, same maker.
Right.
I think it has 1,500 lights, and then I put on 1,500 more.
Wow.
Did you really?
Yeah, I always do.
I
like my tree to look like Las Vegas.
So anyway, good pull on Rob's part.
How heavy is it? Because I got to move
very
it
heavy.
Tomorrow.
It's very heavy.
Damn it.
Yeah, it's not light. Carl and I, we didn't struggle getting into the... It's not that super heavy, but I mean, it's definitely
heavy.
But are
you going to put it in that front window?
That's where we're putting it.
Perfect.
Nice. That's where it's going to be.
Because last year, you know what? I didn't want to tell you this. Don't put it in the kitchen.
No.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
Not the place for a Christmas
tree.
Well,
I had the whole drum thing.
Yeah, I know.
We didn't have room.
The drum thing was happening, Daddy-O.
Now, before we break, I'm going to see if Mr. Santana is making... Turn down the music. Let's see if he's making any progress. How you doing, Oscar?
He's coming.
Boy, he is excited.
He's on it.
He's bringing the old Christmas tree downstairs.
Now, does any of it light up?
Yeah, some
the worst
of it lights
thing,
up.
The Half worst thing about a false Christmas tree, an artificial Christmas tree, is when sections, regions of it light up.
Yeah, that's not good.
And that's usually the last
now,
year
the thing
for
is, this thing doesn't come down the stairs easy.
No, and there's one thing we should say for
look
Mark.
Look, here he comes. Here he comes.
Oh, he's coming?
Is he getting the whole
thing? Here he comes. Down the
it's got pine cones on it, too.
It does. It's beautiful.
It's a nice tree. That's part of it. Congratulations, Oscar Santana, everybody.
Got the tree.
Good job. Very good job. Is that all of it? One little piece left.
The top.
That's really a good tree.
Now, Mark, what you should know.
That's going to look amazing in your apartment.
In our faith, we bring a large evergreen in every December and we decorate it.
Yeah, well, it costs $250. It's a fire hazard with all the lights. I always will go with menorah over that. Yeah.
Boys, before we go to break, since this is the merchandise sex segment of the show, Mark and I were discussing before the show, I'm getting a Mac laptop. I'm done.
Good.
That computer is coming out of my office this weekend, too. I'm getting one. I'm doing it this weekend. I've gotten the approval from my business manager to do that. We're
you're going to do it. But I want to get the cheapest one for all I do is pay my bills, surf the net, and I want something to take on the road to plug into to do this show.
Right.
What is the cheapest and the best that I can get, Mr. Santana?
I would say just get the MacBook Air.
The MacBook Air?
Yeah.
That's
hey,
it?
Apple.
Yeah. That's the one.
Get the Apple.
I walk because in there to see one of our boys, and I get the MacBook Air.
I got the low-tier MacBook Air because I do the same. That's basically what I use
all
it
I
for.
Do. Mm-hmm.
And I actually have hooked up a microphone to that MacBook Air to test it out.
Sounds
and
good.
And it works perfect.
Done.
Yeah.
Well, done and
nice.
Done.
And he can write documents like scripts and things like that?
Yeah, all he would have. Yeah, that's it. It's
cool.
That's all
I mean, excellent. Everything I need. And speed and perfect speed.
You're going to love it.
It's going to be a rocket ship.
All right, we're done.
It's faster than your computer upstairs, clearly.
So you got a Christmas tree. We got a Christmas tree. Got a MacBook Air.
Yeah.
Rob got Buzz Babe Lynn to come in and do the show.
Yes.
And Tanner Cooley's coming on with the producer of The Regulars, your TV show.
And I didn't realize you had so many. So you have so many doors.
It's been a bad week for you.
It has.
You have so many doors upstairs. Uh-huh. You should have seen me. I was like a little kid. Or even what's that shopping cart show where you have to run through the
supermarket
aisles?
Sweep.
That's the one. That's I hated that show.
That's what I felt like I was in. I was like, where is the attic?
We will take a break and come back
Thank
with
you.
The Audio Vault right after this, ladies and gentlemen. What are you laughing about?
I can't wait to plug that tree in and see like one light bulb out and then plug it in and it works. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, if it works though, we're ready for a new one.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you.
I mean, I think maybe like 2/3 of the lights will work on.
Do you know what about Oscar? Oscar busts balls different than anyone I've ever
That's
met.
True.
I know.
And it's so great.
Right.
It's so subtle.
It's
I'm so excited.
Good. You well, should be.
We got the new one, and if it works great,
Mike,
I'm happy for
your
it.
Tree,
I love that
your
tree.
Don't throw away
year,
your box.
What your wife did last year for that tree. I remember walking in here, and I just said, that looks like the presidential Christmas tree. I've never seen anything like that.
I think it's just a section. Carla wanted to upgrade it. And,
you deserve it. I'm just saying, why not?
He's busting balls even as we speak, and Mike doesn't even know it.
I really do believe, as I look at that tree, that the tree we're going to have isn't as nice as that tree.
No, it's nicer.
You think so?
It is.
All right, we'll see what happens.
And
anyway,
not only that, Mike, it's Christmas.
Buzz,
yes.
You said, and all I did was a pack of lies. Is there anything you would like to say to purge yourself of your frustration with me and everything else this week?
Oh, no, not at all. No, everything's fine.
No, it's really not.
Day 12 out of 12. We're doing great.
But Buzz,
yes.
I think this was a great week for you, and I think you should reiterate it.
My health.
You said it at the very beginning of one of your segments the other day.
Yes.
But it's very important to point out that Mr. Buzz Burbank, a year ago, we are going into that period of time where we really thought we were going to lose old Buzz Burbank.
Speaking of Christmas trees, last year I decorated mine because I didn't have a lot of strength when I got home from the hospital. I had set up the tree the day, I think, before I went into the hospital, but it wasn't decorated. It was just naked.
Right.
And that's how I found it when I got home from the hospital 11 days later.
Did you yell, Marsha?
So I did. And then I cut off all of my wristbands from the hospital, and I hung those on the tree as decorations.
That was
my decorations last
year. One more time, the very latest, though, you used a word in your text the other day.
Yes.
The doctor has released you basically from...
Yes, I've been dismissed by the cardiopulmonologist, and he says my lungs are clear and normal, and I am pleased to announce that 10 months and 3 weeks later, I am still smoke-free.
There you go. Yeah.
That's why my lungs are clear and normal.
Huge.
Congratulations.
And I know, Buzz, I know it to this day remains a struggle sometimes, and I know it's not easy. Congratulations.
You got any smokes on you?
Shut up.
Hey.
Shut up. Especially or as I say on the bus, F you.
Especially when he's hanging around me and Mark. Anyway,
I stepped on your Vault sponsorship.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
All right. The Vault, here we go. Brought to you by iConfidential.com. $1 million coverage and the same security as your bank. iConfidential, the safe way to organize, access, and share your documents, pictures, and music anywhere. Use the code TMOS to get the first month free. After that, $7.95 a month. That includes your own 40 gig of organized storage. Now have all your important files available on demand with iConfidential. iConfidential.com. Click there. Add on our website. What do you have for us today, Rob?
I want to apologize first off. I realize now what a horrible misstep it was to play the wrong chimney sweep jingle.
Yes.
And I'm sorry about that.
Thank you very much.
You can never go, however, you can never go wrong with this jingle.
Count on us for all your oriental rug cleaning needs.
Hey, Jay.
Just one call.
Yeah, Jay.
Oh, wait. Here's the best part.
If you stand on
Jay Rosenberg.
We stand behind it.
That one was free. Jay Rosenberg. That guy should be on our show.
Mm-hmm. Just dangling a
Joe
carrot.
Hadid should be on our show, Jay.
So I got my copy of Dynamite magazine, and I'm reading it, and it turns out that Gaddafi's dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just thought it was fun. Yeah. And why wouldn't he be?
Wild stuff.
Look at that is some wild stuff. Looking back, I like this. This is a tape of Gaddafi from February. So what is that? That's not but 8 months ago. Laughing at the notion of being out of power.
Yeah,
so.
That's right.
Colonel Gaddafi, the President of the United States, the leaders of Britain and other leaders are calling on you to step down, to leave Libya, to leave your position of power. Will you do that?
Who would leave his homeland? Why do I leave my homeland? Why do I leave Libya?
They say that they've done it because you have ordered force against your people, shooting of protesters.
This is lying, 100%.
Anyway, I just thought that was nice.
That's Christiane Amanpour, and I will tell you, who wouldn't want to hear her talk dirty to you? Not that she's fetching anymore, but I would love to hear her talk dirty.
There's still something, almost 9 years ago now, she came to speak to one of our journalism classes, and even I don't even know how old she is now, but how old she was then. There's something so sexy about what she does, and how smart she is,
and how she speaks,
mm-hmm. that you're just like you're captivated by it.
I feel the same way about Lara Logan. She's terrific, and I was pissed off when they attacked her over there.
And speaking of sexy, we haven't even mentioned that Carla Bruni dropped calf this week.
That and they kept
should we send a muffin basket?
I think no.
Did you just say dropped calf?
He did.
Yeah,
wine.
You think wine?
They're French. Send some Napa Valley wine.
Let's do that. We'll get right on that.
They kept that a pretty good secret.
They still haven't revealed, I don't believe, the name. Have they revealed the gender?
Not that I know of, but let's just all focus for a moment on the fact that she's probably nursing right now.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
Are you into that?
No.
No, not for myself, but just the visual.
The milk?
Yeah. Plenty. No, just the visual. Yeah.
Let's move on.
let's not.
Mike, the hoppers are full. Empty the temple granaries. Also, in 1987... there was a sitcom on Fox. It was the first sitcom that starred Matthew Perry, okay? And it's a very horrible notion of a sitcom, but I'm getting somewhere. It took place in 2011 because back in 87, this was the wild
future,
right? Mm-hmm. So a guy dies in 2011, and the whole notion of the sitcom, he's sent back to 1987 to determine whether or not he's good enough to get into heaven.
Okay.
But in the setup in St. Peter's office, which takes place in 2011, this is the first scene from the pilot.
Ah, Colonel Gaddafi, dead at last.
2011.
Dead? It is impossible for me to be dead.
Oh, no, you're dead. You're quite dead. Completely dead. That's something you're just going to have to live with.
But they go so
how
far
weird
as
is that? That's
the
eerie.
Date 2011, St. Peter's office, and they do jokes about Gaddafi being
very
dead.
Wow. Very strange.
Okay, moving on. Here is a weatherman on the Fox affiliate in Indianapolis. Everyone has phobias. I love this. They've got, of course, what Fox does in the morning. They bring in some local spider wrangler, okay? And the stupid stuffed shirt anchorman is fun and having a great time with tarantulas crawling up his coat. But it turns out the weatherman, doesn't like spiders.
Hello there.
And it gets so tastefully awkward here. And the great thing is that the anchor won't let it go. Let us go to Indianapolis.
We have a weather forecast to do. Jim, are you?
Oh, yeah. I'm over here on the opposite side.
Jim?
Opposite side of the studio. Thanks, Ray. And I'm not even going to remotely get over that area right now. 948. Guys, no. Let's see.
Just the visual.
Wow.
The weatherman is not in front of his map. The shot of the weatherman, all you see in the back is the fire exit. Because he could be broadcasting from another part of the building.
Because he's scared.
Right.
No. No way.
Wow.
Just put it back in there.
He doesn't say that often.
Hey, Ray, I'm not going to. I'm leaving the studio right now. I'm not kidding. I will leave the studio. Dude, that thing shoots hair at you. It's got fangs.
It
I don't even want to be around it.
That's like the stuff I make up about bats.
It shoots hair at you.
It shoots hair and it has fangs.
You tell he's scared.
He has I told you I will punch you if you even get close to me.
Whoa. Slap.
My heart is racing right now. I'm not kidding. I do not like spiders. Seriously, I don't know what it was. Something when I was a little kid, long time ago.
You have a phobia or something?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, that's like my.
He has no problem.
You know,
with...
I'm sorry. That can induce that's a stroke-inducing reaction
or a heart attack.
Or a heart attack.
But the weird thing is, he has no problem with gerbils.
Well, you know auditions because I care. I'll jump out of airplanes and all that stuff.
Ray is behind me, and somebody needs to talk about the
world. We're good.
Somebody needs to
we're
do
good.
That.
Dude. Stay over there, Ray.
Okay, I'm here.
Somebody needs to talk about the weather.
Is Ray the anchor?
Oh my God.
There he goes.
The anchor's coming at him with the spider now.
Ray's the anchor?
Yeah, Ray's a dick.
On your arm.
Whoa. Oh, God.
You're supposed to stay in the cage.
That thing is so nasty.
How did you get
just
up?
Get it out of the studio.
Game
the
tonight.
That thing is freaking huge.
It is. But the
this
Bengals and Colts in Cincinnati.
I'm
take a look here.
So bad
hit
right
it again.
Now.
Hit it again. I can speak if you can't.
Now the lady's doing the weather.
That's hysterical. Because
she's pissed. She's like, come
94,
on.
94. It's going to be cushy.
Tonight.
Get it away from me.
It's her, too.
Southwest
winds.
Why
are you being
like that?
And,
Ray's just
right here. Look at the size of that thing, okay? It's like the size of a softball.
All right. Would you stop?
Four tonight, 74 degrees in a seven-day forecast. I'm making sure no one's coming around to the other side of the studio here to mess with me. 99 for a high tomorrow, 98 on Saturday, Sunday, 80 degrees.
Right.
That's it. That's all right. I'm done. I'm done.
Wow. What a pro.
Yeah, good guy.
What a pro.
He has
right.
Arachnophobia.
Okay. Yes, he does.
One more, Rob. We got time for one
all
more.
All right, let us close then with this. I didn't realize this. It is the 40th anniversary, Mike, of something huge.
The spider?
No. What? In 1971, 40. General Mills debuted this month the Monster cereals.
Oh, wonderful.
And cool. Here is, and it's one of my favorite pair of voices you do.
Thank you.
Here is the first commercial promoting the Monster cereals.
Don't be scared. I'm the super sweet monster with the super sweet new cereal, Count Chocula.
Count Chocula.
Here's the super sweet new cereal.
Frankenberry.
But I've got chocolate sweeties for monstrous chocolate flavor.
Well, I've got berry flavored sweeties for monstrous strawberry flavor.
Count Chocula.
Frankenberry.
Hi.
Count Chocula.
That's right. Later, they would introduce Fruit Brute
yes.
and Boo Berry.
And, of course, Boo Berry was Peter Lorre.
Exactly.
Boo Berry.
You know, I've got to remind Steve, you did sweepers for him as all the monsters last year.
Count Chocula.
Well, I hope he brings
Frankenberry and Boo Berry.
Best Thank cereal you. Ever, Frankenberry.
We'll take a break. Come back with news right after this. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Let's bring him in here. A very, very big day, a big week, actually,
yes.
in the news. Let's get Buzz on right now to tell us all about
it. Just keep those spiders over there.
Yes.
We're brought to you today by MC Ginsburg. MC Ginsburg is jewelry of all kinds, or it's any work of art that you create. Don't just buy something that a million other people can get. If you need something or you dream something up, contact MC Ginsburg. Visit mcginsburg.com or click their ad on our website. MC Ginsburg builds your imagination.
And we want to thank Harpo and Chico for for showing us a very, very good time out at their jewelry
yeah,
store.
That's great. Good we love guys. Them. This is not just the last day of the week, my friends. This may be the last day. The world ends today, according to the guy who was wrong when he said it would end earlier this year. The 90-year-old Reverend Harold Camping. Harold Camping made his latest prediction on his website, saying that October 21st appeared to be, quote, the final end to everything. Camping has not made himself available for interviews this time, but he says he now believes the world will end with a whimper, not a bang.
Thought he was ill. I thought he was
he's
actually,
not been well.
Right. He had a stroke. Struggling.
Yes, he
actually,
did.
Actually, you were misinformed. He'd be illin.
He'd be illin.
That's right.
Quoting Harold, I'm beginning to think the end is going to come very, very quietly. In his case, we think so.
Well, you know what's sad about this guy is that, well, maybe immediately in D.C. area, there's too much education to fall
to buy into yeah,
this.
Yeah.
There are people across this country that listen to this network
yep.
and listen to this man. And now,
why don't you drive out of here and take a left down on 234 and
sure.
check out the protesters every day?
Yeah.
The right to lifers that are out there.
Yeah, I've seen
you know, you've got elderly, you've got little 3-year-old kids.
Right.
You know?
They have donated their life savings
and
to
liquidated
this man
their
assets.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And but really, at this point, the man. Whoever is running that network now, mm-hmm. which I don't believe to be Harold Camping.
Probably not.
I think it's Michael Hughes, isn't
he
it?
He continues his message through blog posts.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever is writing those posts, mm-hmm. it's just a complete a-hole.
A criminal,
like, yeah,
really.
A criminal.
Criminal, however, don't discount the fact that I think a guy like Camping
you know, in it's in his worst case, he is a Jim Baker and he is a crook.
Right.
But really, he might also be a guy that buys his own crap.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, but you know what? When you get to the bottom of it, I hate camping.
Let me ask you, if you buy your own crap, if you really are a devout Christian, you
or
really
if you lie long enough, you believe it.
Yeah, I agree. But I'm just for a man who's got multi-millions of dollars
yes.
in this radio network, sells advertising, has a business.
Right.
That's, I mean, I think from a Catholic standpoint, that's not the way Catholics or Christians are, you know, you're supposed to be humble
right.
and have just minimal things.
Do, really?
Yeah, exactly.
Sincerely.
So I just don't see how people buy into this.
It's amazing. Well, it's hard to believe, but there are different kinds of people all over the world.
Yeah. If you ask what would Jesus do, well, Jesus was a forward thinker. He'd probably focus more on the FM dial. I'm not sure that he'd have so much on AM.
Internet broadcast.
What was that billboard? Any of you guys remember the billboard we saw that were out in Mill America? And it was just like, repent, the judgment day is has
come. Oh, yeah,
cometh.
You made me read it.
There's one in Kansas. There, I told you about the one in Kansas that's even better than that, in my opinion. It's accept Jesus Christ today or regret it forever. That's my favorite billboard.
They're all over the place. Different strokes for different folks.
Reverend right. Camping operates out of Oakland, California, which
he had a different stroke.
It's near Oakland, where he is. It's near the epicenter of a couple of minor earthquakes in the Bay Area yesterday evening. The first was a 4 on the Richter scale, the second a 3.8. Commuter trains actually stopped running for about 15 minutes just to make sure everything was okay. It was. An Italian restaurant in San Francisco, a piece of plaster fell from the ceiling the size of a 3x5 file card. Quoting the owner, it was pretty dramatic.
Carlo, get that piece of plaster out of that lady's pasta.
Why this a fall in my Zuba de Mazo?
I don't understand it. This is a really a tougher thing. I give you a free calamari, okay?
What we're going to have to do, you close it down, we get it the spack, and we put it up. Is it going to be okay?
I am so sorry. You got a bigger chunk of plaster in your pasta.
Does it make you sad?
It's making me so sad.
But isn't it funny?
The sad Italian
and
clown.
You know whose pasta it ruined?
Who's that? Johnny! Constantino.
He's a good boy, though.
He's a good boy, but he's so sad.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes,
he's up in heaven now with Otis the dog.
Oh, I didn't know he passed.
Otis pooping up in heaven.
He's sad about America's bridges. They are in much worse shape, according
especially
to
Steve.
A new study by a transportation lobbying group. I had a sense that was going
to
come up.
That's right. Good luck to Steve Sobrow.
The study says there are now more faulty bridges in the U.S. than there are McDonald's restaurants.
Is that the name he's running for council with?
Sobrov.
That's his real name.
Right.
It's public now because he's running for city council.
Right.
Steven Sobrov.
Vote for Steven Sobrov.
The guy with
the
puppet.
Election over?
The voting was yesterday, but they said nothing today, so it might be ongoing. Oh. Nothing was announced.
So we don't know whether he's won or not?
You know, one thing I said to one of the few people I met at Ginsburg's, I said, you know, a vote for Steve is a vote for Iowa. And as we're walking away, he says, you probably shouldn't have said that. He's my opponent.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was a misstep.
You were speaking to his opponent?
Yeah, I was.
Excellent.
Vote for the guy with the puppets. Mm-hmm. The study says there are now more faulty bridges in the U.S. than McDonald's. Transportation for America says more than 18,000 bridges are structurally deficient, meaning they need to be repaired or replaced. We have 13,000 Mickey D's.
So we need to build more
McDonald's.
Right.
We have a new one coming up here in Manassas.
It looks nice.
It is
nice, isn't it? And you know, the Chick-fil-A by my house is nearly done.
Yeah, very exciting.
Thank you.
These are the things we as Americans get excited about.
And I don't have to go over any bridges to get here, so let's just move on.
The study says that in L.A., 396 cars per second are passing over deficient bridges, equally bad bridges in the Bay Area and in the state of Pennsylvania.
That's very scary.
Yeah. The Senate voted no yesterday to letting a lot of firefighters, cops, and teachers keep their jobs. A $35 billion bill to help states avoid laying off teachers and first responders went down on a 50-50 vote thanks to a couple of Democrats and one independent who joined the Republican naysayers, but the bill still would have needed 60 votes to pass. Republicans didn't like the tax on millionaires that would have helped pay the bill, even though more millionaires are saying they'd be happy to do so. Nationwide, more than 300,000 teachers have been laid off since the first of the year. Let me say that number again. 300,000 teachers since the first of the year, along with 10,000 cops and 7,000 firefighters.
What you ought to have is, to take care of that problem, have Cameron Diaz do a car wash.
Oh, I'd like
bad
that.
I watched Bad Teacher.
Did you?
Was it good?
Pay-per-view. No, it sucked, but it was fun watching her do that
still
car wash.
Still want to see it. Yeah.
It has one big laugh for me that's just, but it's standard. It's a trite thing. She's coming home to her fiance, who's rich, of course, and she's only with him because she's rich. And she says, man,
I'm gonna S your D like I'm mad at it. And she walks around and she walks around and the mother is sitting on the couch.
Oh, just dear.
A great movie. Cameron Diaz does guy movies really
yes.
well.
Yes, she's not afraid.
She's really comfortable with it.
Right.
I'm ashamed to admit how much I laughed at a trailer I watched last night. If you want to look at this, the Red Band trailer for Harold and Kumar's Christmas in
3D.
You
gotta see
okay.
it.
I mean, it looks like it's a panic.
Okay, and I might check that out.
A quote in that is who is the Chinaman? That's Harold, right?
Yes.
Girl says to Harold, he says, I want you to F a baby into me.
Wow. That's awesome.
And of course, Neil Patrick Harris as himself.
Okay. Is he in it?
Yes. Oh. But it's funny because he
what
plays.
What a shame I won't be going to see that movie.
No, he's in all three.
It's funny because he plays a womanizer.
Oh, does he really?
Yeah, he does it very well.
Yeah, okay. Oh, my. If you wonder what. Former
Oscar, you going with
I'm
me?
I'm there. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm in.
Let's take some caramels.
If you, it is a weed movie, isn't it? If you wonder what former President George W. Bush thinks about yesterday's capture and kill of Muammar Gaddafi without the involvement of a single U.S. soldier, a ground soldier, you'll just have to keep wondering. When confronted at a public event in Denver yesterday, W. declined to comment, calling post-presidency an interesting period.
Well, thanks.
Finally.
Great statesman.
In the obituary section of the newspaper in Fort Smith, Arkansas, we learned this week of the death of Chan Holcomb, who passed this week at the age of 72. The obit does not say how he died, but it does tell how he lived, born in a log cabin, serving in the Air Force, siring four children, ultimately four grandchildren and three great-grandchildren. Oddly, the obituary does mention something you don't normally see. It explains how Chan was circumcised.
Oh.
With his father's pocket knife.
Oh.
Have a good weekend. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, man. What? Talk about leave us squirming.
Yeah.
You know the weird thing about his dad, though?
What?
He worked for tips.
Thank you. Bada bing. Our show today was brought to you by...
Oh, Encore!
Insurance Services. If you need life insurance, please do us a favor. Check out...
Encore.
Insurance. They may be able to help you. For a free quote, visit smartterm.com or you can call this number, 866-347-5748. They'll compare rates to help you save...
Encore!
Licensing and disclaiming... licensing and disclaimer information at smartterm.com.
Encore!
Insurance Services. Official sponsor of the TMOS Road Trip 2011.
Woo!
Coming soon... Spring Break 2012.
Yay!
I just thought I'd say that.
Florida?
I think so.
Nice.
I think so.
I call shocking.
Thank you all very much. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Buzz Babe Lynn.
The more I see you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows. With every sigh, I become more mad about you, more lost without you. And so it goes. I love you. The more I see you, as years go by, I know the only one for me can only be you. My arms won't free you, and my heart won't try.
La la la. As years go by, I know. tried.